Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host here with Brigitte today. Today, we're going to do our special winter solstice meditation for 2022. And I'm going to give you some more information about how to access the shows and access the information on our websites. So Brigitte's website is www.lightbridge101.com. And my website is www.mikesnydercc.com. So between our two websites, you can see more information about events that we offer, expos that we do from time to time. I have on my website different pieces of music that I've made over the years that you can download, and different classes that Brigitte has hosted over the years. So there's a whole content of information on both websites. So with all that information, I'm going to hand it over to Brigitte.
Well, hello, everybody. It's hard to believe that we are almost at the end of 2022. It's so great to connect with all of you for this winter solstice event. Probably for me, the most sacred time of the year as we give birth to a new light within, a new expression of our own unique self. Just like the birth of the Christ is celebrated, we are giving birth to a part of our Christ itself as well. And as such, there is such powerful meaning to these times, a delving into the underworld, into the darkness of the winter days, at least up here in the Northern Hemisphere, and opening yourself up to parts of you that you've kept yourself closed off to bring it up to the surface, to heal, to transform and transmute into love and light. These are truly momentous times. And no matter who I talk to, 2022 certainly had its impact on all of us, mostly on a physical level. 2022 adds up to the number frequency 6. 6 is very much about the material, the physical realm. And we felt that we've gone through a tremendous change. And with the new frequencies here on Earth, we are asked more than ever to pay attention to that, what our physical body needs as the temple of our soul and our spiritual self. And I find in the last few weeks, especially, that we've gone through another form of detoxification and releasing to make room for these new frequencies that we are giving birth to at the winter solstice. And I am always so grateful for all of you. You've been in contact with us throughout the years of the pandemic, no matter what, even so we haven't been able to really offer any events out of the Clinton Center. We were able to still maintain contact through this radio show with all of you. And that is very beautiful that you take the time to listen to this. So thank you very much. You make the show, and we are very grateful for all of you. Now, I'm going to leave it to Saint Germain to speak to you directly about these sacred times. And I invite you, since this is about giving birth to a light within, to just sit in a receptive mode with your hands on your lap, palms open, close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, feel your spirit team helping you and being there for you. And let's just see what Saint Germain has in store for us. Saint Germain, the master of transformation. So let's get ready for another transformative time. And also, let's get ready for closing out a year and preparing us for a 7 year. 2023 adds up to the number 7. That's St. Germain's number, so I'm sure he's all excited about the year to come. And he will share that joyful excitement with all of us in the days, weeks, months to come. I'm certain of it. So allow yourself to receive. We are going to open with the piece that is specifically created for the heart center. Take a deep breath in, close your eyes now, and let your heart be nurtured to the music of Mike. Greetings, my beloved children of the light, my fellow light bearers, all of those who've chosen to be here at this time to bring light into the darkness, to illuminate that what seeks to liberate itself and seeks to find freedom from the past, freedom from the limitations of belief systems that no longer serve you, humanity, or all of creation. I am with you at this auspicious time of the winter solstice once again. And I want you to know that we, members of the hierarchy of light, we see you. We hear your prayers. We watch you. And the truth is, you can see us too. You don't always recognize us, that we don't, as we don't step in front of you as the pictures depict us. We show up in different faces, in different forms, but we are there nonetheless. We are the ones that reach out and help you when you're about to fall. We are the ones that guide you through difficult times when there seems no solution, and yet suddenly a solution opens up to you. I am here not simply as your teacher, not simply as a guide, but as your friend. My heart goes out to all of you who at this time are still going through a deep, deep transformation on a physical, emotional, and mental level. I know that 2022 for many of you has had its challenges, and in truth, many years now, you faced a lot of deep inner purging, and you faced many challenges in your life. But I also see your tremendous courage, your strengths, your beautiful light that doesn't dim at all in the face of adversity. You might think your light is dimming, but in truth, it is not. Your unwavering commitment to the path of enlightenment, your unwavering commitment to bring love and light into the world no matter what is happening. We see that, and we want you to see that about yourself as well. You've come a long way. Take a look at where you were 12, 13, 14 years ago, or even just 10 or 5 years ago. You've changed. And you not have changed for the worse. You've changed for the better. You're making some new healthy choices. And you become aware of that, what serves you, and of that, what's time to be released. That is incredibly beautiful to witness for us who have been watching over you for eons. Now it is time for deep inner journey once again, into the darkness of the unknown, into that what at first might feel threatening or fearful. And yet deep within that darkness, deep within the unknown, you're going to find a light that is worthy to be given birth to. It is your own divine light. And we have a very special piece of music for this journey. It is a piece of music that Mike has created together with Brigida that has not been publicly given to the world yet. And we find this time very significant of change. And you will find in the next few months, you're being propelled to even make more changes than ever before. Don't be afraid. This light you're giving birth to seeks new avenues to be expressed. The old has to fall away. The structures that have been the structures you lived by up to this point can no longer be sustained with the frequency you hold now. But again, do not be afraid when these structures fall, when relationships end that simply no longer are in alignment with your heart frequency. Have trust and faith that when something ends, there's something more beautiful and more better suited for you that is coming towards you into manifestation. Believe in us as we believe in you. We would never let you simply fall. We will carry you through these changes, and we will support you in your awakening process. So we begin the journey now by you taking a deep breath in and out, please, and closing your eyes if you haven't already done so. This is a journey deep within. call on the darkness that is within you, not out of fear, not out of judgment, but out of respect for all the lessons it has taught you. All the wounds, all the pains, all the limitations. Just for one moment, allow yourself to feel it by letting yourself fall into that darkness. Use the in-breath and the out-breath to go deeper and deeper into that vast darkness. Again, don't judge it. Don't try to force it to be smaller than it is. Don't try to force it to make it bigger than it is. Just let it be whatever it is. And allow all the forms and all the structures, all the stories, to cease to exist. Your past, let go. Your conditioning, let go. All the teachings that make you think that you know so much, let them go. Your heritage, your lineage, let it go. Whether your origin is galactic, or Earth, or any other origin, let it go. Be willing to be without any attachment. Be willing to be nothing at this darkest day of the year. Out of the darkness, the light is born. You are that light. Let yourself fall even deeper. Be empty. Be nothing. Be nameless. Be gender free. Be vast. And be focused into a single tiny point. This is a place where there are no conditions, no plan, surrender. Let go. There's nothing you have to do. Just be. In this place, you're neither physical nor spiritual. You're neither angel nor master nor human. In this place, is simply consciousness. Awareness. And now I ask you to let go of that as well. Hear you, the primordial essence. Out of which everything is created. This is point zero. Some know it as the void, but even that name gives it a structure that it doesn't have. It is within here that you can begin feel a heartbeat, sense a spark, feel this vast love that is reaching out to you, like the hand of God reaching to you to call you into its loving embrace. It is the grace of the Creator, the grace of Spirit, the grace of Alpha and Omega that is surrounding you. No beginning, no end. You are one with this grace. You are one with the Creator. You are the Creator and the Created. Love and fear merges. Light and darkness merges. All opposing forms merge within you and around you. And you can feel the spark of creation within you. It takes roots. It offers you a vision of an opportunity. A vision of a pathway that the Creator would like to experience itself on, that you can experience your true divine essence on this path. Are you ready for this new beginning? Are you ready to give birth to this new expression of self? You've come so far. Are you ready? Be say you're ready. God says, Creator, the great spirit of all that is, says you're ready. Say yes. And allow the light of creation to be ignited within you now. A sacred flame that consumes all of the parts of you that hinder you to step onto this new path. This is the light that shone when the Christ was born. This is the light that pierces through the darkness. It is the light that you are. It is the light that you embody. It is the light that will propel you forward into a whole new expression of self. It's time for a new beginning. Choirs of angels are descending now to cheer you forward, to let yourself be born out of the birth canal of the divine, to step out of emptiness and nothingness into the embodiment of the Christ within you on earth. Let this light pierce through every part of you and rejoice in the feeling of this light as it touches the deepest part of your existence, bringing love and light where there was fear and darkness. And before we return you to your physical self, we will take you one place further. As the pure light that you are now being manifest in an embodiment of the priest and the high priestess that you're meant to be. In a sacred temple within the heart of this universe. We've been awaiting you here at this time of the winter solstice as you're going to receive a sacred energy attunement. This sacred energy attunement is igniting within you a sacred light for you to carry out into the world that so much needs that light. There are still so many who are asleep, who are afraid to open up their hearts, who are afraid to let go of that what no longer serves them. And it is you as a light bearer, you as an avatar of the Christ consciousness, of the consciousness of love, the consciousness of pure compassion, that you are bringing healing and transformation into the world. And so allow now in the sacred temple for you to be greeted by some of your spirit guides and the masters of light you've been working with for many, many years. They've gathered here for you at this time of the winter solstice to support your transformational process and to infuse into your heart the sacred flame of love and light and divine empowerment for you to carry out into the world. Now acknowledge that as you receive this activation, you're also taking on the role of not only being a teacher and guide to those that you come in contact with, but to also be willing to enter areas where your light will very much be needed. You can no longer take that what's surrounding you personal. It's not about you. You're there to anchor love and light into the surrounding. You can do that in the most innocent and quiet way, simply through your presence. Just know this to be true. You will be needed more than ever at this time of transformation on Earth. Let yourself receive now the light activation of the winter solstice. Open yourself up to receive. Now that this activation, this light vibration has been seared within you, it is time for you to find your way back to your physical body. And one of your spirit guides is going to simply help you, guide you, direct you all the way back to your physical body that you've left behind, where you started the journey from. And just slowly let yourself re-enter your physical body and the knowing that there's much you're returning back that is going to fill up your physical temple with a new frequency. So be kind and gentle to your body as it integrates the new frequencies in the next 21 days to come. And now that you are no longer the same that you were before the journey, that you've stepped upon a new path, a new beginning, a new light you've given birth to, a new expression of self. And it is not so much that you need to conceptualize this or figure this out. This is more a place now of allowance, of agreeing to allow this light to show you how it would like to be expressed in the world. Fear not. There's nothing to be afraid of. This is simply another step on your path of enlightenment, bringing you further and further into that frequency that you call home, so that you can continue to bring heaven to earth. Now that it is with so much gratitude that I walk this path with you step by step, I'm holding your hand, I'm answering your prayers, and I will always have your back. My love is strong, my love is with you, and I ask you to feel this love as it guides you at this time of transformation. I am Saint Germain, and I wish you many blessings at this time of the winter solstice, at the upcoming festival of the light, moving into the new year of 2023. Don't be afraid of that new year. Don't think that you're going to re-experience what happened this year or in the years before. You've done so much work. There are many good things coming your way now. Blessings to you. And it is done. Namaste.
All right. Well, what a great show. Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you, Brigida.
Well, this was fun. Thank you very much for joining us. And let's not forget, January 1st is right around the corner. This time, we are probably not going to do the karmic event on January 1st, but on January 11th instead. But we'll see. We'll see what happens, because I might not be, I might actually go on a small trip. So I don't know if I'm going to be available for that. But 1-1 or 1-11 both are very powerful days. So we, as every year, are going to offer the karmic board event, where you can receive dispensations to help you even further on this path you've just chosen to step on today at the time of giving birth to a new light. And I hope all of you have a wonderful holiday season and find time to rest and to enjoy togetherness with people that you love. And again, thank you so much for being part of our Lightbridge family, and our love goes out to you. And we were really excited to bring out Mike's new piece of music out to everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. And that was a powerful piece, Mike. Thank you for bringing this on this time.
Yeah. We're just trying some new things here on the Saint Germain Radio Show. Try to make it a little bit better, a little bit more technology that we didn't have access to before.
All right. Well, you take care. Have a wonderful Christmas or Hanukkah or anything that you celebrate at this time. And know that our love and gratitude is with all of you. Peace out.
Take care, everyone.